Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7, manera anasi uri musi svondo nyamavhuvhu 14, 2016. Munotibata pa 919 AM kana pa 4930-6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voishona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndine Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Bato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First rochema kuti nhengo dzaro dziri kutambiswa chamutavanhava nenhengo dzezano PF matunhu akawanda emunyika. Masangano anomirira vashandi oramba kutambira bhiri reSpecial Economic Zones iro rinonzi ramirira kusainwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Bato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First rinotungamirwa naMai Joyce Mujuru riri kuchema kuti nhengo dzaro dziri kutambiswa chamutavanhava nenhengo dzezano PF matunhu akawanda emunyika. Mutauriri weZimbabwe People First waJelasi Mawarire vanoti matunhu ari kunyanya kushungurudzwa nhengo dzavo anosanganisira Mount Darwin kuMashonaland Central, Mashonaland East pamwe neManicaland. Vanoti mapurisa haana zvikuru zvaari kuita kuitawo kuti abatsire nhengo dzavo idzo dziri kuparadzirwa midziyo pamwe nemisha. Izvi zvinonzi zviri kuitikawo kunhengo dzebato reMDCT mumatunhu akawanda uko dzinonzi dziri kutyisidzirwawo nevanofungidzirwa kunzi vatsigiri vezano PF. Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rezano PF kanawo mapurisa panyaya iyi. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navamawarire.
Tingati nyaya yekuti vanhu vedu vari kushungurudzwa yakutonyanya kuMashonaland Central, nyaya yavamuri kutaura vakasimo simba haitosiriyo nyaya yekutanga. Pane vamwe vakambaza vakapisirwa huku dzavo 80 mamwedzi miviri yapfuura. Ava vasimba vakatopisirwa imba mavanga vakavata nevana vaviri nemudzimai wavo. Bati nyaya tichiona isusu kuti nyaya iri kubva pakuti musi wa25 July anai Mujuru vakaita meeting nemaleader eZimbabwe People First emumashonaland central, kukauya vanhu 1150 maleader chete. Saka inova nyaya inenge yakanyongonya utungamiri hwezanu PF. Saka nokudaro vakabva vasumudzira nyaya dzekutyisidzira vanhu. Bati isusu tiri kuti kuvatsigiri vedu kurwisa kwatingaita kutyisidzirwa kwatiri kuita kuona kuti mumwe nemumwe munhu ari padhuze newe wava wePeople First. Saka isu tiri kuti rambai muchitoenda muchindotsvaga vanhu kuitira kuti muMashonaland Central imomo nedzimwe nzvimbo dzese mumaprovinsi yese muno muZimbabwe tinge tisava zvine munhu asiri wePeople First. Tikadaro hapana watinozowana achirova vanhu wePeople First.
Ematunhu aipa amuri kuona ari kunyanyoita dambudziko iroro.
Tingangoti mukatarisa Mashonaland Central muno muHarare zvakaitika, pana amai vanonzi Patricia Pachi vakatyorwa ruoko. KuManicaland tine nyaya itori kuferefetwa nemapurisa iye zvino yemumwe mutsigiri wedu unonzi Nyabadza akatorwa nevanhu vezanu PF akaenda akandomurova pamusangano wezanu PF. Saka nyaya idzodzo tiri kudziwana kumwe nekumwe kwatiri kuenda, kwese kwese kwatinenge tichingoti taakundoita musangano tinosangana nenyaya idzodzo dzokuti vanhu vedu vanotyisidzirwa kumana Mashonaland West kune vamwe vakomana vakatyisidzirwa vakarohwa.
Mutauriri weZimbabwe People First vaJelas Mawarire vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Masangano anomirira vashandi emunyika ari kuramba kutambira bhiri rekuvambwa kwemakambani reSpecial Economic Zones Bill, achiti rinopa vashandirwi masimba akawanda richisiya vashandi vachishandiswa senhapwa. Sangano reZCTU rakatozivisa kare kuti richaratidzira musi wa20 mwedzi uno, uye riri kukurudzirawo kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe avanonzi ndovamirirwa kuti vasaine bhiri iri kuti varege kusaina kuti rive mutemo. Monyori mukuru werimwe sangano revashandi reTrade Union Congress of Zimbabwe vaRaymond Majongwe vanotiwo vashandi vanofanirwa kubatana pakuramba mutemo uyu. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navaMajongwe pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isu veTrade Union Congress of Zimbabwe hatimborovi zvatakavidza mupini. Zvinototishamisa kuti bhiri ratosvika pekutonzi raakuda unoasengwa kunosainwa naPresident. Ende uriyazoona kuti nyika ino mune hutsotsi hunoshamisa hunorwadza. Tinoziva isu nhoroondo yemaeconomic zones aya kwese, ukanotarisa kubva kuChina kuAfrica kwese pazvakanoimplimendwa zvinhu, zvinhu zveutsotsi zveudzvanyiriri zveunhapwa. Ende hatimbokurudziri izvozvo, nepamusana pekuti ndosaka vanhu vaitwa vatokwanisa kucreata 2 million jobs. Majobs acho 2 million iwaya ndovava kuda kumhanyira kuti vacreate. Vanenge vachicreata zvimakembi zveabuse, zvimakembi zveudzvanyiriri, zvimakembi zveoppression, zvimakembi mune muchishandiswa vanhu vachifamba mabhara asina makumbo. Katika ikaka kaakutorwa nehurumende yavaMugabe, handizvo zvavakaendera kuMozambique varumaa, handizvo zvavakanetserana nekufa kwakaita vanhu vese vakafa munomu. Tinoti hatikurudziri tsika iyoyo yekutora zvinhu neutsika hwekuita mabhizinesi wemachina vaimposa muno munyika.
Mune matanho amuchatorawo here ekuratidza kuramba kwenyu kutambira bhiri irori?
Tiri pano ndechekuti ndogara ndichingotaurira vanhu ini kuti kana tikange taziva kuti pane munhu ari kuita zvinhu zvakashata, munhu wese akaputa kamoto kake kadidikapo, kasakakapo, yotora kagomba kakapo, yotema mazizi emuteapo, hakuna kwazvinotiendesa. Tinofanira kuti tidzidze nekuti tumurenga itwotu tunenge tichingomuka tichiitwa zvimwe tikutungamirwa nemasvosve, hakuna kwatinotiendesa. Kana kuine vanhu vanoda kuti chinhu chinzwike, ngatiite chinhu chine mutindo. Ndogara ndichiudza vanhu kuti nzou iri muno iyi inzou huru, haidi vavhimi vanofamba nemiseyo yavo mitatu ofamba mbiri yekuti ndakapotsera miseyo yangu pazoo, pasina zvaitika. Ngatigarei pasi. Ndoziva kuti vamwe mapato evatande vari pakuita mademonstration. Ngatigarei pasi tese tiite mukomberanwa, rume rimwe harikombi churu.
Manzwa kubva kumunyori mukuru weTrade Union Congress of Zimbabwe vaRaymond Majongwe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Nengo dzesangano rinomirira varayiridzi vekumaruva reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe dziri kufamba kutanga mangwana kwemazuva 10 dzichienda kumahofisi edzidzo muHarare, uko dzichasiya gwaro renyunyuto. Mutauriri wesangano iri vaRobson Chere vanoti vachatanga kufamba vachibva pamutawata waGrowth Point kumaramba mudunhu reMashonaland East vachipinda muHarare. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yavakaita nhantungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Nyaya dzedzidzo mumaruwa hadzisi kufamba zvakanaka munyika ino yeZimbabwe, zvichisanganisira kuvana vezvikoro pamwe chete nevarayiridzi. Upenyu hwevarayiridzi munyika muno hausisina kumira zvakanaka. Tichibvira panyaya yemari dzinotambirwa nevarayiridzi, mari dzinova dziri pasi. Saka isu sesangano rinomirira vadzidzisi vese vemuZimbabwe vomumaruwa tafunga kuratidzira tichange tichifamba kubva musi wa15 August, tichabvira mufamba tichiratidzira kuzumba maramba pfungwe paGrowth Point yemutawatawa, tichifamba takananga Harare tichiratidzira kuti hurumende yedu yakundikana panyaya yedzidzo.
Uko kuratidzira uko kuchasvika here kudzimwe nharaunda dzenyika?
Chokwadi kuchasvika kunharaunda dzenyika, asi pari zvino tatitombotanga nekuratidzira ukoku, tozotanga kuisa mumaprovhinsi akasiyana.
Muri kutaurawo nenyaya yemhirizhonga yamuri kuti varayiridzi vari kusangana nayo kumareseva uko, munganyatsotitsanangurira zvizere?
Kumareseva uku varayiridzi panoitika zvingava zvinoitika zvenyika zvakafanana nepakaitika tinoti mafeyaway aya, akanga akakurudzirwa nemabazi esanomirira washandi wenyika kurova washandi wehurumende asi pane nhengo dzakawanda zvikurusa dzevarairidzi dzakazowanikwa dzichashungurudzwa kunzi imimi zvamuri kuita izvi ndezvekuda kubvisa hurumende nechisimba.
Vanga vari munyori mukuru wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaRobson Chere vari parunare nanhungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America muWashington DC. Zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 uko anotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa nemukuru wesangano replatform for youth development vaClarissa Maduku. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano paStudio 7 vaMaduku.
Makadini zvichiti kuvateereri vedu. Tinofara kusangana zvakare pachirongwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Mukoma Claris, tiri kuona kuti nemusi wechipiri munenge muri kumuzinda weAmerica uko kana kuti kupublic affairs section yemuzinda weAmerica muchitaura nevechidiki. Mukatudza kuti urongwa uhu ndehwei chaizvo?
Ichokwadi, ndikarari muzive kuti isu seve Platform for Youth Development Trust tisu tinotungamirira chikwata chevechidiki muorganization inonzi Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Saka nekudaro, tine chirongwa chekukokera vechidiki veshe vari muZimbabwe kuti timboita hurukuro takananga nekupemberera zuva ratinoti International Youth Day. Iri zuva ranga richifanira kupembererwa musi wa12 August every year. Tikati gore rino ra2016 chirongwa ichirikuitwa nemusoro wenyaya unonzi Eradicating Poverty and Achieving Sustainable Production and Consumption. Taka tinenge tiri ku public affairs ye United States of America muHarare, patinenge tichiita hurukuro yatingati muchirungu dialogue. Tirikungotora vese vechidiki vari kuita emerging atingati ma campaigns muZimbabwe muno, nevamwewo vechidiki vari mune zvematongerwo enyika, nevechidiki vari mumasangano akazvimirira ega, kuti tipunyatsa kukurukura nekuti tinoti isusu pakuona kwedu muZimbabwe mune crisis. Saka ndo crisis yatoda kuti ndeipi yacho uye sevechidiki ndezvipi zvatingawana sebatsiro kubva mucrisis iyi.
Saka vanhuwo zvavo vakasununguka here kuuya kumusangano?
Tiri kutoti kuvateereri vese vari kundinzwa ndichitaura kuti aiwa uyai meshe, tingangoti pakuziva kwamuri kuita crisis coalition uku tine mayouth organization anosvika kuma30 ari affiliated. Tozobva zvakare tine macampaigns atingati anganzi maorganization ari kuimeja. Ndofunga vazhinji veZimbabwe vanoteerera chirongwa chenyu vaakuziva kuti kune macampaigns anonzi mahashtag. Pane inonzi hashtag Dajamuka iri kuita mukurumbira, iri kungomhanya kwese kwese vachiti aiwa nyika mamirira yaita utungamiriri ngahuchizorora, vachinyanya kutarisa utungamiriri hwaMugabe. Toita zvainonzi hash this flag, vazhinji vanoziva yanga ichitungamirirwa naMawarire inenge yakamirirwa zvakare ipapo. Pane mamwe mahashtag akawanda ari kuuya, amwe anonzi bring back Itai Dzamara, amwe anonzi hashtag my Zimbabwe. Vese ivavo takavakokera, mukatarisa maFacebook kana WhatsApp chirongwa ichi chiri kukokerwa kuti vange vachiuya. Tine mimwe zvemibatanidzwa yakafanana nekuti inonzi NERA, muumbiridzwa wapolitical parties vanenge vachida kurudziro yekuti maelections afambe zvakanaka. Ndingati kutarisa mitemo nechekuita nemaelections, vanengezve sangano ravo revechidiki rakamirirwa. Saka tingangoti munhu weshe wakasununguka. Tinoti chirongwa chinotanga na3 kusvika na6. Sekuona kwangu izuva guru zvekuti kune unenge achiteerera achimirirawo vechidiki akatadza kuuya apa anenge asaririra chaizvo. Vatori venhau nevese tinovakumbira kuti vauye tinyatsobatira pamwe, nekuti tinofungidzira kuti nyika payamira izvezvi yeZimbabwe yakutoda vana vechidiki, nekuti kurwisana kwemazero zero rechikuru rakasangana nevaMugabe rakutadza kufambisa nyika mberi. Zero rechidiki rinosangana redu isusu nevamwewo ndorakarwisa kuti tinge tine Zimbabwe pakatirwa honyesununguko. Saka tiri kuti vechidiki zvino ndo pazvazosvika pano kuti tigadzise nyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Saka ngatisangane tikurukure tiri pamwe chete.
Saka kuti muti mabudirira muchirongwa chenyu chemusi wechipiri ichi, zvii zvinenge zvaitika? Zvii zvamuri kutarisira wapi?
Hope kuti tabudirira isusu nechokwadi chekuti tinobudirira kunge vatungamiriri vatingati ava vanenge vari marepresentatives ezvipoka zvakati kuti zvatinoziva kuti aiwa muZimbabwe mune mapoka atinoremekedza ariko mapoka emachechi mapoka eve vasinga vasiri nezvematongerwe enyika vatingati civil society organizations vari mukati mezvematongerwe enyika vachinge vauya vopa mazano avo nekuti vamwe mazano ava vanotozivikanwa kuti ndezvipi zvavari kuti ndiwo ramangwana isu tida kuti patinozopedza chirongwa chedu ichi sechinangwa chedu chikuru tinge takwanisa kuti titsanangure kuti gwara reZimbabwe richitungamirirwa nevechidiki rofambira pari
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru vamadhuku nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
Akara chiti zvinhu weZimbabwe ngatisangane musi wa16 August Public Affairs 3-6 izuva renyu
avo vanga vari mukoma Clarice Maduku vanotungamira sangano replatform for youth development muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo aiwa hama wadiwa nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisiye matambo anokoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Blessing tokupai kambo kubva kuna Brahim Abraham Chimbetu achiti mwoyo wangu kubva kuna mushakabvo Brahim Abraham Chimbetu kachibva kuna ku Studio 7 sezvo ngo yedu yapera rakaiti mbotarisa musoro wenhau zvakare bato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First rochema-chema kuti nhengo dzaro dziri kutambiswa chamutava nhava nenhengo dzezano PF matunhu akawanda emunyika masangano anomirira vashandi oramba kutambira bhiri reSpecial Economic Zones iro rinonzi ramirira kusainwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kune vasina kukwanisa kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu www.voashona.com anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndokusiyai mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 14th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening,
we are saying enough is enough. We want salaries which are above the poverty bottom line. We also need an upward review of the raw allowance.
The Raw Teachers Union of Zimbabwe will tomorrow embark on a 200-kilometer march from Murewa District to Harare in protest of political violence amongst its members, poor salaries, and failure by government to improve rural schools.
Socio-economic zones are a death threat for Zimbabwe. History has reflected the world over that these socio-economic zones are nothing but labor camps where people are abused. And we must condemn it and criticize it with every word that is positive.
Trade unions castigate the proposed special economic zones bill due to be signed by President Robert Mugabe.
It's very important for us to include men and boys in the fight for the protection of the girl child. Because in as much as we want to have the emancipation of the girl child without involving men and boys, reach our targeted goal.
Shamwari Mwanasikana, an organization that protects the rights, launches the Men as Role Models program to encourage men to respect the rights of women and girls. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe will tomorrow embark on a 200-kilometer march from Murewa District to Harare in protest of political violence against its members, poor salaries, and failure by the government to improve rural schools. They are expected to drop off petitions at educational ministries along the way as they march to Harare on foot. Robson Chere of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe tells us more on the issue.
Violence towards rural teachers is coming from the ruling party, which is running the country at the moment. I mean, the ZANU-PF militia youth. You know, for example, let me give you, last month we had a strike. It was for all civil servants, but most of the rural teachers, I can tell you, they were victimized by ZANU-PF youth. Some of our members were victimized. They were said to be agents of regime change in this country by simply asking for what they deserve. So that form of violence should actually stop. That's what we are saying. We are against that, and we are marching in protest for that.
That was Robson Chere of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe in Murewa. Trade Union Congress of Zimbabwe and other unions, including the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, have castigated the proposed Special Economic Zones Bill due to be signed by President Robert Mugabe. The ZCTU says it will embark on a peaceful protest this week against the proposed bill. Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress of Zimbabwe, Raymond Majongwe, speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on why they are protesting against the bill.
We want to send an equivocal, unwavering position, whose call to order is simply to say special economic zones are a death threat for Zimbabwe. History has reflected the world over that these special economic zones are nothing but labor camps where people are abused, and we must condemn it and criticize it with every word that is positive. We must not allow Zimbabwe to collapse. We must not allow and give ZANU-PF the chance that they want to hide and say we created 2 million jobs. Because people are just going to be brought to these camps and they are going to be counting every individual going through a gate who are basically going to be prisoners. We must condemn that act. But nonetheless, we are simply saying it is the folly for any single group or entity to claim that they are going to do this as an individual group. Time for celebrity status given empty persons because they've single-handedly challenged the monster are gone. We must learn from history that those people who are renowned hunters, who have gone past this elephant, it's too big for a single spear to kill. It's time that all of us forgo our petty differences, fight as a collective group, and make sure that we send a clear, bold, unadulterated position to government, saying we are opposed to issues where Chinese labor processes are brought to Zimbabwe, and we throw away the victories of labor that we have garnered and scored since independence. We are simply saying to the ZCTU and many others, time for individual victories is gone.
Mr. Majongwe, what are you doing as a union to challenge this bill?
Apparently, we are simply saying we want collective victory. We must tell no lies and claim no easy victory. Time for us to be fighting in small corners, cutting small fires on this plateau will not help. It is time for us to speak and sing with one voice.
That was the Trade Union Congress of Zimbabwe Secretary General Raymond Majongwe speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Shamwari Mwanasikana, an organization that fights for the rights of children, launches the Men as Role Models program to encourage men to respect the rights of women and girls this Tuesday at Alliance Francaise. The launch will be on Tuesday. Let's hear more on the issue.
My name is Chakanisa Ruzizo. I am the programs manager at Shamwari Mwanasikana, the exclusive friend of the girl child. On Tuesday the 16th of August, we are going to have a program which is dubbed Men as Role Models Launch, which is going to be held at Alliance Francaise Harare, where our guest of honor will be the Honorable His Excellency, the Ambassador of Canada to Zimbabwe, His Excellency Puma Gupta. This program is running with the theme Creating Champion Men, from being perpetrators to being protectors of the girl child.
What has led your organization to thinking of launching this program?
We noticed that it's very important for us to include men and boys in the fight for the protection of the girl child. Because in as much as we want to have the emancipation of the girl child without involving men and boys, we wouldn't reach our targeted goal. We have to change the attitudes and practices of men and boys so as to achieve the global emancipation of the girl child.
What age groups of boys are you targeting?
We are targeting the boys starting from the very early ages, from around 8, where we will even involve them in child-friendly language, where they will simply understand in play language how to incorporate girls, not for them to discriminate against girls, and up to men until they are various ages.
You were saying that you have a guest of honor who is going to be at your event. What's the significance of such a partnership for you and your organization?
The Ambassador of Canada to Zimbabwe is one of the champion men as far as ending child marriage is concerned. He is the only ambassador in Zimbabwe to have the walls of the embassy, which were painted all that blue, which were saying that if we give girls the right to go to school, instead of giving them husbands, we give them books, then they can bloom and become who they want to be. So he is a significant partner as far as our fight is concerned, because he indeed is the role model for fellow men in Zimbabwe as well as the world over. That men can do something against violence against girls.
That was the program's manager for Shamwari Mwanasikana, Chakanisa Ruzizo in Harare. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today I'm gladly joined by a young Zimbabwean here in the United States. That is Mike Howe. Mike is a radio professional in his own right and doing a lot of other things. Mike, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me onto the show, man.
So, of course, you're a radio person now. You've worked here in the States. You've worked back in South Africa. Tell us a little bit more about what kind of radio you were doing.
Well, in South Africa, I did a lot of things. I started off on college radio at Monash South Africa. So I started doing off radio there in 2012, which is when I started my studies. I'm a journalism student, so it was just something that I got into naturally. My father also being someone that's in the media world, it's something that I've always been interested in. And so I got into radio alongside a couple of my friends, and I haven't turned back since.
Now, radio itself is ever evolving. You know, I think our parents' radio is very different from the radio that we have nowadays. And also content. Can you talk about the content that you've seen?
Well, one thing I've come to discover is as generations have changed, as young people, we seem to learn a lot more from entertainment than we do from books and all these political topics, etc. And so what I've noticed with radio now is young people are more engaged in things that they find a lot more entertaining than they do find a lot more educational. And so when the focus is a lot more on entertainment, but you find a way to slip in education through the entertainment, they tend to catch the message a lot more than they do if the actual core thing is education or politics, or, you know, they tend to focus more on the entertainment things.
You know, as someone who is working in radio, there's also the advent of social media and, you know, the internet. How much is that affecting, in a good or bad way, a positive or negative way, the work that you're doing in getting your content out there?
With regards to social media, I think it's very important in this day and age, especially if you're talking about radio, because kids don't listen to radio as much as, you know, the older generations. Now, kids are listening to radio more when they're in their car and they're playing music. They don't really listen to talk show radio as much as back in the day. And so I think with the introduction of social media, it's become very important because that's the way that you actually advertise yourself as a radio host or your program as the radio program. That is the only way that you can get these kids to actually go, oh, okay, at this time, there's going to be this program and this kind of music is going to be played, or this is what they're discussing, or, you know. So social media has become very, very, very crucial in this day and age.
But, you know, are we forgetting the audience in the rural areas when it comes to some of this? Because, of course, there is accessibility. In the advent of all these newer platforms, do we risk losing the youth that are in the rural areas?
No, I think it's still very important to still use shortwave. I'm always a fan of, for myself, speaking of myself as a radio host, the type of programs that I host, I like to know that I'm catering to people from both sides. I think it's very important to still pull people that I don't have access to the internet. And so using things like shortwave, where people can actually go to a radio and turn it on and listen, is still super important. But, you know, within this day and age, as much as some people don't have access to the internet, etc., there's still a huge chunk of people that have transitioned with the time and that now have access to the internet. They may not have access to quality internet, but they still have access to internet. And that means that focus has to be displayed on both ends.
How can we really leverage making sure that we stay connected between those in the diaspora, those back at home in Zimbabwe, to continue, you know, conversations like this, and also continue to make sure that content is able to be available to everyone?
Education and social media are probably the biggest blessings that we have of this generation. I think if we are to continue a conversation on an international platform between the youth in Zimbabwe and the youth anywhere else in the world, our best bet is probably social media. We need to find a way that we can discuss issues that are relative to everyone on a, you know, as a youth, not just stuff that's relative to Zimbabwe or relative to a specific region. I think it's very important that we realize that as the youth in general, we encounter a lot of similar problems, and we need to find a way to grow together as the youth.
And for those of you who want to follow and, you know, see what you're doing, if you can give us your Twitter handle or, you know, your Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook. I think Facebook is for old people. My Twitter handle is @BigMyKe3. And it's the same handle for Instagram. I show off on Instagram, so please don't comment negatively.
And with that, Mike, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you for having me, Jacinda.
That was Mike Howe Young, a Zimbabwean living here in the United States and also a radio presenter, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Thank you there, Tatenda Gumbo. And in sports, we take you to the Rio Olympics in Brazil, where we hear from the press officer of Team Zimbabwe on what is going on at the 2016 Brazil Olympics currently underway. What's coming up this week?
Hi, this is Merit Mungwembe, the press officer for Team Zimbabwe. Well, this coming week, we are all excited because we are going to be having our marathon lady, Tenu Nahora, going in for the big event. This will be her first Olympics, and she's exuberant, she's buoyant, she's excited. She has been running training because she arrived here in Rio on the 8th. So she says she is ready to be representing a nation at this big stage.
Tell us a little bit about Brazil. What is it like rubbing shoulders with the who's who? We are used to seeing people on TV, but you are literally seeing them right there in front of you. You were witnessing Kirsty. You've been witnessing the United States collecting medals. You've been witnessing other countries. What is it like?
It's an experience that you can't trade with anything else. Marvelous. 1 minute you are walking around into the dining hall, you meet Usain Bolt. The next minute you are in the States, you bump into Novak Djokovic. It's an experience that everyone else would die to have.
What lessons do you think Zimbabwe can learn from what you're seeing happening in Brazil right now?
Event management in terms of sport. You look at the way the infrastructure has been constructed, it's world class. You look at even the facilities where the athletes are resident at. These are things, even the organizational, the transport movement itself. These are things that in Zimbabwe we are looking at and planning and picking one or two lessons to say, oh, this is how it can be done. So that next time we then have a big event that we can hope, we will then try to extrapolate from the experiences that we are gathering here in Brazil.
That there was Merit Muzwambiri, the press officer of Team Zimbabwe at the 2016 Rio Olympics in Brazil. And now we give you the music of Cynthia Mare with Daijai Vira, going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America in Washington.
So no she wanna hope kuva nenguva do shuva dai dzingori hope amai famai shakana Mama, you left without saying goodbye.
That's our news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August the 14th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 14 kuNcwabakazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olambulela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ivandla le-MDCT lithi ukufuthelana okukhona elizweni kulakho ukubangela udlakela nxa uhulumende weZANU-PF eqhubeka ihlukuluza abantu mahlayana nje njalo engalaleli izifiso zabo.
Ngoba lokho abakwenzayo abasalaleli, sebezilalela bona bodwa. Kungazani thina sikweyiZimbabwe labo bakweyabo lapho izinto zonke zirayithi, thina singuhlaba umkhosi sihlabela amanga.
Izikolo eziningi kobulawayo ezemfundo ephansi e-primary zibikwa zingakasunguli uhlelo lokunika abantwana ukudla olusungulwe nguhulumende ngenyanga edluleyo ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali. Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamuhla, uNtungameli Nkomo uxoxa lesiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Akim Mhlanga ngomumo oselizweni.
Makhangela ngo-1980 bamfaka abe lenhloso yokuthi becabangela ukuthi uzabenza babe ngcono ukwedlula thina ngapha emhlukulweni wamaNdebeleni. Kodwa okwakathesi ukuhlupheka kona lokhu esakubonayo ngo-1980 labo sebekubona sebesithi kungcono sibancedise, kodwa it's too late for that.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi ukufuthelana okukhona elizweni kulakho ukubangela udlakela nxa uhulumende weZANU-PF eqhubeka ihlukuluza uZulu mahlayana nje njalo engalaleli izifiso zakhe. Iningi lithi lithukuthele ngenxa yokusilela kwemisebenzi kanye lokonakala komnotho welizwe osokubangele ukuthi impilo ibe lukhuni. Ngalokhu iningi lithi uMongameli Mgabe sokumele esuke embusweni kuzame abanye, kodwa yena uthi kayindawo. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT, uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo, ngalolu daba.
Lokhu okwenzakala kuleli lizwe insindaba phendulo, kodwa kumele kwaziwe yizane ukuthi noma bangaze benzeni sizafika isikhathi lapha abazathinta khona abantu lapho kubuhlungu khona, bazabona nje bevungama njengendingindi njengoba bekhuluma besithi bona abasoze balalele udubu udaba lokuthi amabhondi notes angabuyi kakabe bawafake babone ukuthi uZulu phansi uzabenzani. Ngoba lokho abakwenzayo abasalaleli, sebezilalela bona bodwa. Kungazani thina sikweyiZimbabwe labo bakweyabo lapho izinto zonke zirayithi, thina singuhlaba umkhosi sihlabela amanga.
Kuyini okuza kwenzakala ngoba sesike sabona uZulu etshengisela phezu kwezinye izinto eziningi ezingahanjiswa kuhle, kubuya amapholisa bebathaya abantu kuphele kunjalo.
Okwakhathesi abantu lokhu besazama ukuthi ngoba uma nxa ufuna ukuthukulula iwayila ebotshwe nensimbi ngumsebenzi omkhulu, so okwakhathesi abantu sebebona ukuthi bayanelisa ukuthi batshengisele yibo naye bazatshaywa, kodwa sizafika isikhathi ukuthi amapholisa bazabaleka bachiya ama-tiegas abo ngokutshaywa nguZulu. Ngoba uZulu okwakhathesi ngendlela athukuthele ngayo bangavele bamthathele imali inalingidi $50 yathatha ngelanga ebhanga lapho kuthiwe kasayitholi, lapho bezabona khona ukuthi hayi kuvele kakuchiphanga okwaleli lizwe.
Lina njengebandla isizwa kuthiwa belile mizamo yokuthi lithele udaba ephalamende lokuthi uMgabe sokumele asuke esihlalweni, luhamba njani lolu daba?
Omunye wethu Honorable Umaru Dadi wayefake imotion yepharlamente epapers office kodwa kukhanya leyo motion yanyamalala kakwaziwa ukuthi kuhambe njani. Usezamile futhi ukuthi ayivisele leyo motion wabhalela igwalo uspeaker of parliament emazisa ngokunyamalala kwemotion yakhe njalo lokuthi ufuna leyo motion ingene. So silethemba njengoba kuyena leviki esiyivulayo iparliament iyavulwa ngilethemba ukuthi uzaphiwa lelo thuba ukuthi ayitable imotion leyo yokuthi umgazi kumele ahambe.
Unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Izikolo ezinengwe kobulawayo ezemfundo ephansi e-primary zibikwa zingakasunguli uhlelo lokunika abantwana ukudla olusungulwe nguhulumende ngenyanga edluleyo ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali. Umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezemfundo umnumzana Lazarus Dokora uvule ngokusemthethweni lolu hlelo esikolo sempumelelo empophoma njalo bekukhangelelwe ukuthi izikolo ziziqoqele lokhu ukudla kanye labazancedisa ukuqhuba umsebenzi. Okunenge ngalolu hlelo asikuzweni kungxoxo lomeli wempophoma edalela eParliamente umnumzana Joseph Chuma owaphatheka emkhosini wokusungula lolu hlelo.
Uhlelo lulwana luhlelo lusho kakhulu lwabuya lazosungulwa ngominista weprimary education u-honorable uDokora. Lami ngaba nemhlanhla ngoba ngangikhona ngelanga langikhona sisukuqalisa sakwenzela eMpumelelo Primary School eMpophoma. Mina esigabeni sami ngithanda bana ngithi yona ngiyathaba ngoba kukhanya into esimhlala beyenza abantu abazange bene khonaphana. Ye, kungabe kunama-challenges lapha nalaphana ngenxa yokuthi siyakwazi ukuthi umumo wethu omkhulume wamangakuhle kodwa bayazama beloku bezama beloku bebuilda from there kuhamba kusiya phambili. Ngibona ngazathi singayala sifaka ama-effort endaweni njalo into enhle ukuthi yona uMinister Dokora wala ufana sobala ukuthi hayi lani zikolo njengoba nama-SBA lawana arana izikolo lapho ukhithwe khona ama-levy lingesabi ukuthi yona likhiphe imali kwabana ukuthi lenze lithenge ukudla okufida abantwana kwabana ezilokinto zonke zisenziwa ngendlela esemgcekeni e-transparent ngesikhiwa ukwenzela ukungakhanya hambe imali esitshwe njeyombe isidle ngendlela engayisiyo nxa kuyimali esininzi ngoba ukufida abantwana kwabana is part of the curriculum e-government ukuthi yona umntana phela ngeke wafunda isisu singela lutho. So bengawuzwisisa kokwena izikolo zingawuzwisisa ntona labazali bezwisisa into nxabe bhadala amalezalo kuzanceda kokwantona umntwana layo uyathola futhi ukudla okusabumele ukudla loku akuthola ngaphi endlini kuba yinto enhle kakhulu. So into yonke leyi yinto efuna ukubona sisebenzeni sindawoni sibambisane izinto lezi at the end of the day uwina umntana wethu.
Zikhona yini izakhamizi ezizinikelayo ukuthi zisebenze zingelambadalo ukuthi benike abantwana ukuhle?
Izakhamizi zikhona sibili ngoba akutshoyo ukuthi wona into leyo sokumele ukuthi wona abazali siliyibi lesikhala ngoba abantu ababela ngabethu kuyabala ukuthi nxa ubaphekele endlini abantwana so laphana usubuya sizopheka sowusesikolo. So abazali through ama-evlana kumele behlalisane phansi befakane even lokwana kuthiwa ngesikhiwa ama-judy rosters ukuthi inyanga le abazali laba elandlenyakungelabo abazali into leyi ayibanji ngokuthi wona sithi wona yinto yethu kumele sizenzele akulo mina umuntu ozabe ezosenzela nxa singangena ngomoya wona abantu ona asizenzeleni into yethu into yethu iyenza kakuhle but singangena ngokuthi wona sithi kona sifuna ukwenzelwa yikho lapho ungakubona kuthi bale zigwenxe ezinjalo kodwa kwakathi especially kini nga mina ngiyathaba ngoba abazali bethu sabe sikhuma labo bakuzwisisa bakubona kuyinto efaneleyo njalo bakuthathela phezulu. So far ngathi ngesikhiwa bathi so far so good.
Lo umnumzana Joseph Chuma omela iphelandaba Mpophoma edalela eParliamente njalo engowebandla lezanu PF sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Silokhu sikudaba lunye siphinde saxoxa lo nkosazana Priscilla Ncube ilunga lenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi e-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe EPTUZ njalo engumbalisi.
Kumele izikolo ziziqoqele ukudla okuzadliwa ngabantwana. Abazali balobunzima bokuthi imfizi kazibhadalwa ngenxa yokuthi abanye abala msebenzi abanye imali bayiswele njalo njalo nxa kuyikuthi uhulumende uyancedisa hayi thina esiku ground besingakakuboni ungani izikolo abaphathi bezikolo bebesenza imihlangano ukuthi babone ukuthi bangenzani ukuthi babone ukuthi abantwana bayafika kungani kuthiwa umthwalo lowo umele ube kubazali
kulokudingisisa njalo okuvela kunhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo lapho abathi ukudla kuyaswelakala edolobheni lakobulawayo njalo abanye abantwana bayalamba ngempela okungenza ukuthi bengaphumeleli ezifundweni
sokusiya ngabantwana labo ukuthi baphuma kuyiphi community kwabanye sibili indlala ikhona ngenxa yokuthi ngekhaya kungelabantu abageyini futhi abaqhatshiweyo abasebenzayo kodwa hayi labo abasebenzayo hayi abantwana babuya bedlile khona lokho abakuthola ngekhaya
okokusebenzisa ke lokho kukhona ezikolo ukuthi abantwana befunde kuhle sesikhuluma ngamabhuku sesikhuluma ngezitulo zokuhlala amatafula lababalisi bayinele
kwezinye indawo sibili ungahamba njengamalokishi njenge-Country Park abantwana amaklasi ngeklasi ele-40 engxenye amaklasi more than 5 abe-share same classroom betshintshana abanye behleli phandle so asingeke sathi kukhona noma zikhona ezinye ezinlutshwane ukuthi abantwana balakho kokuhlala amabhuku sokusiba le-problem eyokuthi kwake kwaba lesikhathi sibili umntwana oyedwa elebhuku aze adonethwe but okwakhathesi hayi asegugile lawana ngoba ibhuku lithatha 5 years lisebenza ngemva kwalokho liyabe lisesekhona nje kodwa liyabe lingasaphelelanga amanye amapheji ayabe engasekho ngokunjalo asingeke sathi okokusebenzisa kukhona totally hatshi
lowo ngunkosazana Priscilla Ncube ilunga lenhlanganiso ye-PTUZ sixoxelaye ekobulawayo lokhu kwenzakala isiphathamandla sikahulumende umnumzana Thipana Washe Mathangayitse ebikwa esithi uhlelo lokwabela abalambayo amabele emadolobheni olusungulwe kunyanga edluleyo luqhubeka kuhle eHarare lakobulawayo kodwa iningi lithi kuningi okufanele kulolongwe ukwenzela ukuthi bonke abalambayo beluthole lolu sizo ukobulawayo uhlelo lolu lusungulwe emawadini abalisa iluveve iCountry Park, Makhokhoba, Mzelikazi, Njube, Leminyela njalo ezinye inkokheli zakulezi indawo zigcizelele kuStudio 7 ukuthi kufanele lazo zibe ingxenye yabaqoqa uluhlu lwamagama abantu okufanele bethole ukudla. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ngesilichiye kancinyane ezandleni zikaNtungameli Nkomo eStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama onguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ngixoxa lelunga lebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Akimo Mhlanga ngomumo okhona elizweni. Mhlanga ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Ntungameli.
Into zimi manzonzo imsebenza itholakali imali kayibambeki uthukuthele uZulu ungathini ngokwenzakalayo?
Okwenzakalayo kubuhlungu kakhulu kuzizalwane zonke ngikhangelele ebantwini bakomthwakazi kanye labo abantu abaseZimbabwe abayibo bafaka umbuso kaRobert Mugabe ngo-1980. Nxakhangela ngo-1980 bamfaka abe lenhloso yokuthi becabangela ukuthi uzabenza babe ngcono ukwedlula thina ngapha emhlukulweni wamaNdebeleni. Kodwa okwakathesi ukuhlupheka kona lokhu esakubonayo ngo-1980 labo sebekubona sebesithi kungcono sibancedise ukukhupha uhulumende kaRobert Mugabe. Kodwa it's too late for that. Thina njengomthwakazi sithi hayi sesikumele silwele lokho okungokwethu okungumthwakazi.
Ubunzima obukhona Mhlanga kulula kakhulu ukubukhomba ngoba busobala kodwa isisombululo abantu abaningi siyabaphica kwenziweni.
Mina engibona kumele kwenzakale ukuthi uRobert Mugabe njengomongameli welizwe leZimbabwe kehle phansi avume ukwehla
achiyele thina abafana abancane sithatha umbuso sibuse ngoba ngithona ngichilo ukuthi amazwe lamabili kulelizwe leZimbabwe kulelizwe lakomthwakazi sina kathe sesihlupheka labantu beZimbabwe khona kuyibo abamfakayo uRobert Mugabe nesikucelayo lilizwe lethu njalo ngale omakhelwane bethu labo siyabathanda kakhulu sithi uMugabe kehle avize ama-election umnyaka ungakapheli kuvotwe owinileyo uwinile.
Ukwehla esihlalweni lesana umntu kaphongwehla phela mhlanga sekubeke kwacaca la uMongameli Mugabe ukuthi kayinda.
Kodwa phela umumo wezinto njengoba sikhangela ukuoma komnotho welizwe yikho kuzamenza ayehle vele lo 2018 asingeke sifike ebuswa kanje engabe kathesi ela ezithaya isifuba ethi yena uyakwanisa ukubusa kodwa izinto zinikazi ngonyawo olulodwa asingeke sifike ku-2018 kuloko kunje so kuzabe sekulokunye okwenzakeleyo uzakwehla.
Ibandla lakho likhankasela ukubana amazwe ehlukaniswe isizwe sikamthwakazi isimesodwa kodwa kule mzekeliso lapho sesike sabona khona amazwe esehlukana ngiphe umzekeliso weSudan leSouth Sudan kule mpi kathesi bayabulalana bodwa abantu beSouth Sudan lanxa nje bethole uzibuse ovela kuSudan akusoze kwenzakale yini la komthwakaza lubana amazwe la ethe ehlukaniswa
okunjalo njengakhona lokho angeke ngithi akungeke kwenzakale kodwa thina uyayethi sifu movement silibandla lokuthula indaba yethu njengomthwakazi isegcekeni enjalo lo Mugabe uyayazi indaba yethu ngitho labantu beZimbabwe bayayazi indaba yethu ngitho le ndlovukazi yamangisi eNgilandi uQueen Elizabeth uyakwazi okwenzakalayo ngomthwakazi indaba yethu isegcekeni icacile ngakho emuntwini ofuna ukuyizwisisa hayi uza kuyizwisisa kulo ongafuna ukuzwisisa lokho esikho khona uzahlale njalo kodwa thina sithi umthwakazi wethu siyamfuna njengakusasa kumele sibe sesimthethe
ukuyini elikwenzayo ngapha mbilini kokhetho luka-2018.
Okwakathesi intungameli asika khangela nelokhetho. Ziningi izinto ezihlupha abantu bakithi eziziswe lukhetho lonalolu. Kathesi sikhangela ezikolweni zabantu bakithi emathebeleleni le midlands umthwakazi wonke jikelele. Kulethwa amatitha akhuluma ulimi olungaziwa ngabantu bakule indawo. Endaweni zonke kuma government departments bona abantu bakithi kabatholi imisebenzi kodwa kubuya abanye abantu abavela kwezindawo bezothatha imisebenzi khona lapha singakhangela endaweni eziningi kusebenza bona abanye abantu abavela kwezindawo sina singatholi imisebenzi esikuthoyo thina ukuthi hayi asimelelanga 2018 thina siku ground siyasebenza ukubona ukuthi abantu bakithi babathola leyo msebenzi thina siku ground siyasebenza sibona ukuthi siyagcwalisa ama-structures ethu sesaqeda ngama-province sesingene kuma-district ukuthi sibone ukuthi ibandla lethu liyama abantu bakithi bene becontrole indawo zabo.
Mvuka Mhlanga, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo, siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga mthakazi omhle, ngiyabonga ntungamisi.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lelunga lebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Akimo Mhlanga. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo onguNtungameli Nkomo. Lilale.
Siyabonga ntungameli.
Ngiyakhuleka baba ngalesi sikhathi Jehova nomsa ukungihlenga baba phakathi kwezitha zonke ebengiphila nazo emhlabeni. Ngesabi isandla baba ngaphumelela ngegama likaJesu. Ngiyakhuleka Jehova nomsa ngalesi sikhathi. Abanye ababengikhomba baba bethi angeke ziphumelele. Angeke ezenze lutho. Uzokuzwana ngathi kuze kube nini. Ngegama likaJesu baba wase Nazaretha. Okwathi lapho nala inhliziyo yami ingasavumi kwangiphakamisa Jehova nomsa kwangibeka kwesakho isandla ngakhanya Jehova nomsa ngaphumelela ngegama likaJesu wafafa eNazaretha. Wena Nkosi ongahlulwa yilutho ngiyacela baba ukubusiswa ngalesi sikhathi Jehova nomsa. Ngizile Nkosi phambi kobuso bungobakho Jehova namandla ngize kuhlisa Jehova nomsa mehlame ebheke phansi. Ngicela Nkosi yamkusizwa Jehova nomsa ukuthi nalabo Nkosi mayizitha sezingivukela mazingaphumeleli Nkosi ngegama likaJesu wafa eNazaretha. Wena Nkosi wabona isiphuphuthi ngaboni wena nkosi wahambisa isigqoka singaboni pho kungahlulani ukubana namusisi ngalesi sikhathi jehova
Sithemba liwukholisile lo mculo liwuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7 e-Washington DC. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje walivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibaneni njalo ukusasa.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.